Boy, Bob, this is turning into a nasty mess as negotiations have broken off between the union and the hospital.
Well, it certainly is a mess, and hopefully people still have hope that they'd be able to resolve their issues before the nurses prepare to go on strike on Monday.
Bob, I was with a nurse last night, and he told me that he thought this was like a game of chicken that the hospital and the union are playing. What would be your take on that?
Well, you know, they took a ratification vote of the contract proposed by Sparrow, and 91% of the nurses voted it down and authorized the strike. And now, after 2 days of negotiation back and forth, in which the nurses made many concessions the hospital insisted upon, they're just not at any place where they have agreement. It would seem to a lot of people that the disagreements are small at this point, but they're pretty substantial. Sparrow Hospital has continued to refuse to agree to adequate staffing that puts patients in jeopardy. And the nurses are not going to work under those conditions, and we're talking about both nurses and healthcare professionals, 2,100 in all who work at Sparrow.
Bob, in talking with Kelly Rossman McKinney, who's the spokesperson for Sparrow, I asked her if the wage increases, as well as the retirement benefit issues, the workers' retirement package and health benefits, if the increases were fair. And she said, considering current economic challenges, that they're more than fair. What's your take on that?
Well, isn't that something? I mean, essentially it's the hospital using the difficult state of the economy to say, we're asking the nurses to make concessions, and that's fair. We're asking them to give up many of their health benefits, and that's fair. You know, Sparrow Hospital makes money. It's a not-for-profit organization, but they bank millions of dollars every year. And the nurses are saying, rather than put that into more capital improvement projects, why don't we invest in the great nurses we have? The hospital spends millions of dollars advertising all over the state, saying we've got the best nurses in the state, and they do. Let's invest. Let's not have nurses leave and walk out of the hospital. And when they do have to leave, let's replace them. And that's not what the hospital has been prepared to do.
Well, there is a mediator who's been involved with these talks. And from what Kelly Rossman McKinney tells me, he is the person who called off these talks, which leads me to believe that both sides are so far apart, compromise doesn't look possible in the short term. How do you react to that?
Well, I think the mediator is reflecting the hospital's position because they've said, well, here's our last best final offer. Okay, well, the nurses rejected it. Then they came back and said, now here's our new last best final offer. So the nurses actually spent a couple days trying to negotiate, but they got to a point where Sparrow said, well, we're done making any concessions, take it or leave it. And I think if that's the attitude, we'll have a strike on Monday. If they're serious about talking and working toward an agreement, which I hope and all of the nurse and healthcare professionals hope they do, they'll be back at the table soon.
Well, the hospital proposed a 1.5% general wage increase each year of the three-year agreement, in addition to pay level increases of 2% to 2.9% each year. The union wants a 2% general increase in the third year. How far away is the hospital from the union?
They're not that far, really, on that third year of the wage negotiation, but I don't think the issue is about wages at all. I think they've pretty much come to agreement there. It's that the nurses will be giving up and making the 33% increase in the payments they make for their health care benefits. They made those concessions. They're not going to make concessions on their retirement program. The hospital has asked them to make millions of dollars worth of concessions in their retirement program, and they're not going to do that. And so now, with the staffing issue continuing to be the number one issue, safe patient staffing, so that you have enough nurses working at any one time, that seems to be the final key issue that is holding up the negotiating team.
Bob, when talking about those retirement benefits, how far is the union from the hospital?
You know, I think there's some significant difference. It's going to take some work and some time and negotiation and concession on both sides. issue.
And then finally, Bob, I asked Kelly Rossman McKinney that if Sparrow Hospital has award-winning nurses, some of the best in the country, how can nurses being brought in case of a strike, provide the same health care when it comes to ability, when it comes to knowing the patients and their needs and knowing the hospital and hospital staff?
And her answer was?
They'll be able to provide the same health care.
It's just unbelievable. You train and you have the best nurses in the world, and you pay them. The average nurse makes $65,000 a year, $35 an hour, a great salary. But you're willing to let them walk out the door and pay replacement nurses $85 an hour, as much as $85 an hour. It just doesn't it doesn't make any sense that Sparrow would do that to themselves.
Bob, what is next? I know that the strike seems to be looming imminent. Is there another opportunity that that you folks will sit down again?
Well, we hope that there's an opportunity. Every time that the nurses have sat down across the table, Sparrow doesn't stay there long. We would hope that they would be committed to stay until a contract is agreed upon. The next step is this morning at 11 o'clock. Nurses will be assembling at the Lansing Center and assembling picket signs to prepare for Monday.
All right. We appreciate you coming on, Bob. I know this is a sticky situation. Thanks for the information. Obviously, we'll be talking again soon.
All right. Thank you, Tony.